Have you ever wondered why the first episode of most TV shows is called pilot? And not every show is as clever as Lost, whose first episode deals with the pilot of a plane. But the word pilot comes from a Greek word that means steering oar, like what you'd imagine when you're on a boat or a ship. But eventually, like many words, they gain new uses and meaning over time. Like, have you ever noticed how something can be awful, and yet something else can be awfully good? Soon, the meaning of pilot broadened to mean something that would steer or lead the way, like the pilot of a plane. But the word continued to broaden to include not only people, but things as well. A pilot hole drills into wood to ease the job of a larger drill to come later. Pilot lights stay burning to make way for larger flames in the future. Similarly, pilot episodes make way for the full featured show. Sometimes they're a proof of concept and never see the light of day. Other times they're simply episode one, made many months ahead of time so advertisers can see what the show will be about. Sometimes a pilot is thrown out and casts and locations are changed. For example, 30 Rock's pilot was cut, edited, and recast several times before it came to episode one.
I think that everybody involved in the show was very surprised that it had the life that it had.
That's Keith Powell, or Twofer on 30 Rock.
Yeah, I would say, you know, I think like Tina had to keep recutting the pilot. And, you know, it's because of network notes and everything like that. And they were very worried about Studio 60 and us, and they wanted to differentiate the two shows. And, you know, I think Tina was like, I watched that pilot again. Man, it does not hold up. And I'm like, you know, like, because we were all very proud of it when we were making it, because, you know, I don't want to shit all over a network, but, you know, like, pilots are very specific, weird beasts. And then once Studio 60 started to take a lot of the attention away from the network, they left us alone, and that's when the show really found its voice, I think.
And after Dan Harmon was fired and then rehired to showrun Community, his first episode back was simply titled Repilot. Welcome to the CISO C Show. I'm Andrew Steven. Can you remember the first time you saw Amy Poehler? Was it as a character on Conan O'Brien? Maybe you saw her in an episode of Upright Citizens Brigade. Or was it in Wet Hot American Summer, Mean Girls, Saturday Night Live, Parks and Recreation? But before any of these, a 24-year-old Amy Poehler starred in an Adam McKay and Tom Gianna's written pilot entitled RVTV.
We're locked in. We have full control of the airwaves. We have momentarily subverted the signal in your TV.
At the time, I was working at Second City. I was in the touring company still.
That's Matt Dwyer, comedian, writer, co-star of RVTV.